Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That's right. It is Dom time. Joining us now is candidate for governor, treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Stacey Garrett, and vast military experience also. Stacey Garrity with us on Talk Radio 1210. Treasurer, welcome back and congratulations. I like some of the things I read about what happened last night at the NAC.
Hey, Dom. Great to be with you. Yeah, the NAC was a blast. It was fun.
Last night, when you spoke there over Jim Worthington's place, what were some of the things people were most interested in? What was the conversation about?
Well, basically, the conversation was about, you know, how we turn the state around and what I can do to, you know, to help hardworking Pennsylvanians. And so we talked about, you know, unleashing the natural gas that we have right under our feet responsibly, creating, you know, tens of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in economic opportunity because we desperately need it. You know, fiscal sanity, the fact that, you know, just this past year we spent $3 billion more than what we brought in and it's just not sustainable. You know, talked about the budget not being passed, talked about school choice.
You know, let's stop with that one. That's what I saw, and I was glad to hear that because I get pretty upset when school choice doesn't get top billing with some of these people. It's a revolutionary issue. You've been on this, and you've talked to me about it. Even rural Pennsylvania would benefit greatly. We know the inner city would benefit, but out there in rural Pennsylvania, they would benefit too. And we have a guy who probably will not even accept a lot of money from the federal government. I don't think he will next year. He's got to be asked about that from the big, beautiful bill for school choice.
Oh, he'll probably dodge it, Dom.
Well, we're counting on you. We know he is the artful dodger, but we're counting on you, given your military background, your business background, to somehow or another bring this target into play here so we can get a position out of him.
Oh, we'll keep pushing, believe me. I mean, there's only so many times that you can dodge that question or take two positions on the same issue.
Now, you have something, Stacey, that's really interesting, and I'm wondering to get an update. Do we have any comers on this? That you've offered counties and others who are being shorted. They're in desperate shape now because of Shapiro, mainly, Matt Bradford, I'm assuming, stopping the budget process from coming to finality. So you're offering them loans, and I think it's 4.5% interest, which is great. What's happening with that? Has anybody said, yes, we're going to have to do this?
So, yes. So some of the Head Starts have already reached out. Some of the counties are in the process of reaching out, and you know, I mentioned this is just a start. So I've been on the phone all morning with some of the rape and abuse crisis centers who, guess what, Mercer County had to take all of their employees to part-time. And they have three shelters. So this is really hurting our vulnerable populations. And, you know, why should they have to suffer because we can't get a budget passed on time? It's ridiculous. And I want to clarify the reason that we have to charge interest is because that is the only way that I can do these bridge loans because it's my investment authority, prudent person. Otherwise, I can't do it. But I'm hoping that perhaps the General Assembly will waive the interest, and they can do that. It's just I cannot.
You know what, Henry? Excuse me for a second, Treasurer. Get on the phone with Matt Bradford. Tell him I want to waive that, since I don't bother calling the governor's office. We don't care about them anymore. We get Bradford on speed dial here. He'll be right back to us. You know, that is right, though. If they would do that, we're going to help a lot more people during this. And you've made the point when the Inquirer and others try to say this is political. If you were political, you would stay out of it. Let these collapse like rape centers. And let the damage happen, and let's see who they blame and where does that go.
Exactly. And honestly, the Head Starts reached out to me before I even announced. And so I have been going back and forth with the budget office trying to figure out what we could do to help the Head Starts. And there just isn't a vehicle because the money has to be appropriated. And so then it hit me, hey, we do these short-term loans when the Commonwealth is waiting to get their tax revenue in. And so really, this is no different. We're just waiting for an appropriation. So we're doing 25% of the prior year appropriation, and that seems to be a decent starting point.
So we saw you here last night, Bucks County, which is great. I think you are a known quantity in certain areas and becoming, you don't get the number of votes that you got without being somewhat of a known quantity. Southeastern Pennsylvania, is there a particular issue? Does it differ from the rest of the state in how you approach it? Or is it the same thing? They're kind of dissatisfied with the mediocrity of Josh Shapiro.
I think it's about the same thing. I think people are realizing, you know what, it doesn't have to be this way. And I think, you know, the more we talk about it, they're going to realize that we have just tremendous advantages in our great Commonwealth. We have so much opportunity, and we just have to tap into it. And, you know, we need to deregulate, remove red tape, you know, and announce that Pennsylvania is open for business. I mean, my goodness, the governor of West Virginia is rolling out all kinds of initiatives in drawing business in. And, you know, we're just not doing it. We're not getting it done. And we need a leader that will show up, roll up their sleeves, and get it done for us.
Well, one of the most distracted guys we've ever seen. It's hard to run in Iowa constantly, and you're not coming from a podunk state. You're coming from Pennsylvania, and being governor here is enormous. You've seen it up close and personal. I don't know how you can run for president and still be governor of Pennsylvania, even remotely effectively.
No, and I think, you know, with everything, all the challenges that the state is facing, that we need somebody that is laser focused on Pennsylvania. We need somebody that is more interested in Pennsylvania and not on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Absolutely. Parting area for you two. I'm looking at the Inquirer today talking about your visit to Bucks County, and they talk about the fact that you are not a roadblock to President Trump, and they talk about the National Guard, and I think you've said, well, in certain circumstances, to have a reset when we have high crime in certain areas, that would be an option.
That's exactly. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying that our biggest responsibility is to make sure that we have safe mm-hmm. communities. And if that means deputizing, you know, perhaps retired law enforcement, that's great. If it were to mean, you know, bringing in some National Guard, I've worked with those guys. They are so incredibly kind, compassionate, professional. I think, you know, if people actually would open up their eyes, they would see what a great job that they do. Now, I'm not advocating it but I'm just saying, you know what? We should keep all options on the table because the most important thing is to make sure that we have safe communities. Why should parents have to worry about their kids, you know, playing outside and getting shot at? It's ridiculous.
One other area, too, I hope in this campaign, and I hope the fairness of the media, they talk all the time, and rightfully so, about Mikey Sherrill running for governor. It's the first time we've had two women, I remember, in a cycle here doing this, and her military experience, which, as a helicopter pilot, Naval Academy, even though there's some difficulties right now, well, yours is at the level of a colonel in a war zone and getting these reviews from everybody there, how you ran the prison, that it was humane but effective. Do you think we're hearing enough about that? I don't know that the public knows that, Stacey, and I'll admit I only vaguely knew about it when I met you at Dr. Oz, and that's a little while ago. It was in the back of my mind, but we want to have more people that were in the military, like Cheryl and you, running for office. I think all Americans remember a day where that military service was significant when we looked at a candidate.
Well, this is the thing. When you're in a foxhole with somebody, you don't ask them what their political affiliation is. You just want them to, you just want to know that they have your back. And you want somebody to be laser focused on the mission. And that means it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, and independent. You have to come together and you have to do what's right for the people of Pennsylvania, and they deserve it. This partisan gridlock in Harrisburg, I think people are just getting sick and tired of it. And I think we need to do better.
Do you see, what is it that would finally get us a budget? Is there any buzz in Harrisburg? What has to happen? Who has to move? It's in the House, right? It's with Bradford and the Democrats in the House. The Senate seems like they'd be on board with something. Is that the final straw to get it done?
Yeah, I think it's Matt Bradford. And, you know, if I were governor, we would all be in Harrisburg. And honestly, I think we've talked about this before, Dom. It's really too bad that folks get paid during a budget impasse, because if people weren't getting paid, guess what? I can guarantee you we would have a budget right now.
Yeah, that's something that should be a law that's passed. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, because everybody, after a month or so of this, whatever the timeline is, they're going to be hurting. They're going to be obviously wanting to do more. Where do we find all things Stacey Garrity for your campaign?
So Garrity4PA.com.
Absolutely. Any other upcoming visits to our general area in the near future?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be there so much, you guys are going to get sick of seeing me.
Well,
we have our final Help Is On The Way rally tonight, and that is in Clark Summit, so that's in the Northeast. So final one tonight.
All right. Well, thank you, Stacey, very much. Stay well. I know it's been a busy schedule, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Dom. Looking forward to it.
All right. There's candidate for governor, Stacey Garrity. Henry, did I prod? I didn't even have to prod it enough. What is it with this Matt Bradford guy? I think the media is just not, they're dropping the ball. Guy Shiraki wrote about him, and I've talked about him for a couple years, but no. Maybe I have to go over to his office and ask him to talk the issues with me. How does this guy in suburban Montgomery County control the destiny of all these people, where these counties are running out of money? The Senate's okay. Shapiro wants to make a deal. Stacey Garrity does. The Pittman guy that we've had on, they all seem like they have a deal. It's this guy doesn't like this, and he's calling the tune. It's just remarkable to see it. And again, you know, he's the guy standing in the schoolhouse door when it comes to school choice for poor kids in Philadelphia and other places. And apparently he used to come on. He's just a coward now. Matt, come on. We'll do an hour together here. Henry will set it up, you know. We'll give you the first shot. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we're coming your way. So jump on board now. Side question today. This coming off, this is the anniversary, it was either yesterday or today, of the first Kennedy-Nixon, the first televised debate. Up until that, they might have been on radio, you know, that was about it. Give us that TV moment, all time. Now, it might be a funny one, it might be something a little bit offbeat that just really popped to you. I gave you, you know, the killing of Kennedy. I would take off the board, too. The first time I saw that guy in Tiananmen Square, when he moved in front of the tank and the tank moved and he moved right in front of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, deep down, you're thinking we're never heard of that guy again after that. That was beyond, you know, not on that level. It was the young guy that we had on, Roman Catholic. What's his name?
Frank.
Frank Scales. Yeah, Frank Scales, who went to the church where Krasner was holding a town hall and they wouldn't let him in. He turns his back and then he starts maneuvering like he's Saquon Barkley trying to get through the line. Not exactly the communist Chinese, but, you know, the entertainment value of it. hasn't told me if they're holding that debate this week or not. If he's listening, he can tell us. I know they like to keep an undisclosed location for obvious reasons, though. So. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. We'll come to you. We're going to talk a little bit later today. Well, not much later, about Dawn Fantasia, about this Mikey Sherrill thing, which is bubbling up big time. How big of a deal is it? Well, when you co-join it with what she's done on the stock trading, et cetera, it is a big deal. Now, her supporter is not going to care what she does. It doesn't matter. You get that. But we're talking about the 2, 3, 4, 5% in the middle that vote. Where are they going to go when they see something like this? We'll see. She's got the media on her side. I looked this morning. Now, this broke on my show yesterday. We have Matt Rooney on instantly. Since then, the Inquirer, to my knowledge, unless they've done it in the last couple of hours, they have not printed anything. Does their coverage end? You know what they're waiting for. They're waiting for the angle to attack Jack Chitterelli vis-a-vis Trump. That's what they're waiting for. They're getting their guns all lined up on that. They're not going to demand that Mikey Sherrill show us the documentation on why she couldn't walk in graduation. No. And I agree. The archives should not have given out her home address and Social Security number. Yeah, well, they want to check that, and you don't get the Social Security number. I don't think they asked for it in the FOIA. This guy gave it to them. If all that lines up and this guy gave Social Security and home address and all that stuff now, I think he ought to be fired and more. I'm in agreement. But they did get the information of her complicity at some level in the cheating scandal. What exactly was it? Release whatever documentation. She says, I wasn't going to be a rat. Essentially, the I'm not going to be a rat defense, which is a strong defense, I think. We don't like rats. But if you're in the military, and I need more military people, are you a rat if you, and the caller Bill was great, military guy from Montgomery County, but I don't know. Somebody cheating on the electrical engineering, is that something that would disqualify that person from being on a nuclear submarine? You wouldn't want to be with them. I don't know about that. How far does this go? What are the character flaws? That's why we need to know exactly what she was complicit in. And is she lying now? Has she been covering that up? Think about it, though. It is amazing that we have Sherrill in Jersey, military experience, Naval Academy, helicopter pilot, Stacey Garrity, colonel in the reserves, running the prison in Iraq, both running for governor next door to each other. That's good. I just think we need more and more military people running for office. That's the way it used to be. Okay, let's talk for a moment, though. 855-839-1210. How's your cholesterol level, if I might ask? Managing healthy cholesterol is a key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. Now, I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order and any cholesterol product for free. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use the code DROP buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use that code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple things. Boy, the stuff that listeners send. Somebody just sent me this report from the reporter out there in Montgomery County about a vigil for Charlie Kirk and why members of the town council where this was held in North Wales spoke up at the meeting this past Tuesday night attacking Kirk still. How one woman said, knowing that hundreds of neighbors with opposing views from mine would be walking to the event three blocks from my house, I locked my doors, turned off the lights at 5:30 p.m. on a Sunday night, beautiful weather, where I otherwise would have been scootering past Weingartner Park with my son or playing at the elementary school playground. But I knew it wasn't safe to do it that night. She said, we are an LGBTQIA plus family. That plus is what makes the difference. How many pluses? Hey, somebody out there put two pluses after that. How many pluses? What's the rest that's left out? Henry, you look like you have a comment.
No, it's just, why did you have to shut off your lights at 5 o'clock then? What does that do for you? You're three blocks away. They're not stopping by your house.
Yes. Neighbors sent photos of armed men on the roof of North Wales Elementary School across from the park. And she heard of snipers and SWAT teams on the roof of the school where I play with my son. Never wanted that image in my son's head. She asked how many town officials knew of the event beforehand, if the decor used during the gathering was the same as used during their July 4th celebration, and what the approval process was for the event. Oh, man, you know we have to get somebody on this. The former mayor, Henry, I'll give it to you, is the guy.
All right.
Just a peace vigil. Yeah, maybe they had someone there armed because they're afraid, is all I can tell, of what happened with Charlie Kirk or something. All right. I'll give you more on that. Thanks to the list. Thanks to Don who sent it to me. That's where a lot of great, I would never see this. I just saw on Fox that Joanne Chesimard died. Henry, any knowledge on her? I don't think you would. Or have you ever heard?
Never heard that name until right now.
All right. She died in Cuba. She's a fugitive from the FBI, celebrated on the left. And she was involved in the alleged, but she was involved in it, among other things, this armored car, I believe, robbery, a police chase. They murdered a police officer. They fled to Cuba. Think Mumia Abu-Jamal in Cuba. That's what this woman symbolized. I'm sure a lot of listeners remember that. In, we're told there's no central Pennsylvania. Is there a central Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
A lot of people say no. It's north or south.
Pennsylvania?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jersey. Even if we're talking Jersey, yeah, I think.
You think there's central?
Yeah? This is the way I frame that argument. Oh. If there's no central Jersey, then there's no New Jersey at all.
All right. Well, coming up, Dawn Fantasia from Sussex County. I think she's going to tell you there's no central Jersey. And she'll know about Joanne Chesimard. And I forget what the radical group was now, the connection, but she was one of the biggies fleeing to Cuba. And all these years, we tried to get her back to extradite her. She died just moments ago, according to the reports in Cuba. And it's just the lionizing of people like this, the celebration. It's very much like Mumia. Dawn's in the on-deck circle. We'll ask her. I think she's going to say there's no Central Jersey. We've been through that because there was a tourism board for Central
right.
Jersey. Yeah. All right. Henry versus Dawn, the great debate. All right. Joe in Columbus happens to be here, though, first. Hey, Joe, don't tell me there's a Central Jersey, right?
Oh, boy. Should I hang up right now? I don't like to play games with the gray matter, but there's a gray matter in New Jersey, and I grew up right in the smack in the middle of it.
Okay.
He's not wrong.
I had as many Philly friends as I had Yankee friends.
There we go.
And it just, the line of demarcation was just below the Mercer County line.
All right, but, suspicious to me. Okay, and Joe, do you remember Chesmar? Do you remember how notorious this was?
I call him my second dad, and I think Road Warrior could ring in on this better than I can, because he knows about it. But my second dad had her on the interstate, up apprehended, and he claims to this day, and he's well into his 80s, that Trenton Psychiatric let her get away. He was proud of that apprehension.
Mm-hmm. It is one of the worst that we've seen, Joe. And every time I think about it, I think of Mumia still there. And the lionizing of these people, it's even more blatant now with Mangione as an example.
Yeah. And it's beyond me to not be able to understand how we couldn't get her extradited back to this country. Maybe we can get her back to this country now. Who knows?
Yeah.
But thank God she's not with us anymore. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Joe.
My side answer, and if this were to happen today, there would be heads exploding.
yeah.
You know what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to cut off a game where another team came back in the last, I don't know, minute or two to come back with a victory for a Heidi film, which I don't think anybody I know has never watched, would be intolerable. And it was that Jets-Oakland Raider game back in 1968. Where the Raiders scored twice in the last, I think it was the last minute, mm-hmm. maybe the last 2 minutes, to come back and win. And then since then, my Dallas Cowboys perfected with Roger Staubach the comeback.
Joe, that was shameless how you got that
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, really.
You know, I had
you,
to.
You know
I,
what the difference
I
is?
It cost yourself.
That wouldn't happen today. You couldn't do it to the NFL today. I don't think anybody, even the idiot that put Heidi on, would think about, they go, NFL? Uh-uh. And that was Namath quarterbacking, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, Dom, wasn't that Disney who did that?
Yes. Yep.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks, Walt.
All right. Thank you, Joe. All right. On Deck Circle, one of our real favorites, Dawn Fantasia, on with us. Break down the governor's race now and the latest with Mikey Sherrill. I'm betting she won't agree with Henry. There is no such thing as Central Jersey. You're either North or you're South. I don't know about all that pork roll stuff. I stick with the gravy and sauce. The pork roll and the other stuff and
it's
all the
pork
back.
Roll. It yeah, is pork roll.
Is it pork? I call it pork roll too.
Yeah, but, Central.
Yeah. Okay.
I live in it.
But Joey and Chesmar, this was a notorious gang, notorious thing. How many years is that? Just a quick memory bank with me. It's got to be could it be more than 30? Could it be more than 35?
Looks like it was like the late 70s.
So it is, yeah. So yeah. It's maybe 24. It might be 45 to 50 years of this.
Yeah, 77 she was convicted.
All right. And she did it then before this. She was convicted in absentia, so 23, 40. It's probably 50 years that she survived the murder here of just, I think I had on one of the families. It doesn't go away, as notorious as this case was. And I don't know if she was the ringleader of the gang or not, but this was one of the all-timers. All right, 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This isn't related to what, Henry? Why are you playing this?
We're just talking to a New Jersey assembly person, so I just thought I'd play Atlantic City coming back.
Oh, okay. All right.
No real big game.
Yeah. Let's go to Dawn Fantasia. Hey, Dawn, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Well, very well. You attract such interesting stuff in addition to, we'll get to Mikey Sherrill. First of all, Dawn, is there a Central Jersey? I say no.
Oh, boy, is there a Central Jersey? Sure. I think
Thank
it's
you.
That mythical place where people can't decide if it's Taylor Ham or it's Torkel. So for the record, it is Taylor Ham. I know I have blasphemy Ooh. Going on here for my South Jersey and
yes.
Philadelphia friends.
Yeah.
But
All right, that's one. And did you hear the news that Joanne Cheshamar has died? And they announced her death in Cuba, and we were reliving, and it dawned on me, yes, she was a Black Liberation Army. That's Patty Hearst, among other things. They kill a guy, left behind quite a family, and yet they break her out of jail, and she ends up in Cuba.
Unbelievable. You know, each year we always talk about it at our office. We commemorated it, even my predecessors at the District 24, and we just shook our head about that entire issue. And almost, you know, throughout her life after her, I don't know if we call it an escape, but she, you know, maintained a really active, violent presence, almost taunting, you know, over what had happened. And not a good person. She really was not.
Exactly. So, Dawn, we're on to Mikey Sherrill now. Matt came on yesterday as this was breaking. Philadelphia Inquirer still has not printed anything on it, even for the Inquirer. Allegedly, the paper of South Jersey in large measure. And South Jersey, I maintain, is going to go a long way to determining this election since Jack does very well here, turnout, et cetera. What are your thoughts, Dawn? What's the latest?
Well, first of all, there's no surprise that the Philadelphia Inquirer is mum on this issue, very similar to how typically the former Star Ledger, now NewJersey.com, all digital, the paper of New Jersey that is also supposed to, you know, play it down the middle. We know for a fact that that's not the case. So to be honest, surprised, not surprised, right, that they haven't covered it. what I can say is that Congresswoman Sherrill has certainly had quite a career holding others' feet to the fire. She's always demanding the highest level of transparency. So she even came out and demanded tax returns from Jack Cittarelli, and he released 13 years of his tax returns because she insisted on it. So that's a pretty high bar, and he met it. But, you know, what's good for one is good for the other. So if she's asking New Jerseyans to put their trust in her, it's only fair that she be transparent with her own record. And I think it's really important. This one matters. You know, the Cittarelli campaign did not release personal identifying information like her Social Security number or her home address. That kind of disclosure would have been highly unethical, and frankly, it was an awful breach. But what came out was her disciplinary history at the Naval Academy, specifically her refusal to report cheating when she was a sworn officer to a higher code. So this isn't a partisan attack. That's a matter of judgment, and it's a matter of integrity. So instead of stepping into it to clear the air, she's dodging questions. She's refusing to release her full record. And when you dance around the truth, it plants doubt. So if she's willing to obscure something from decades ago, voters are going to ask, what else is she deflecting for today?
Well, we know an area, and that's why this is important. It's a trend, the stock dealing with her and her husband. And my God, I'd go for them for advice, but is it more inside information? It's astounding how much they've made.
Well, you're absolutely right to bring us to our conduct in Congress. So here she sits on the Armed Services Committee, right, a position of enormous responsibility, and we've seen troubling trades in individual defense stocks. And when she's pressed, she tried to pivot and say, oh, well, it's my husband's job, or this is where these trades come from. I don't trade individual stocks. No, Congresswoman, those are your votes, your committee assignments, and your responsibility. The record shows she did, in fact, trade individual stocks, and that's irrefutable. Shared by the New York Times. And at the recent debate, voters saw it firsthand. It was so uncomfortable to watch. Whenever the tough questions come to her, instead of being honest and direct, she jumps to political gymnastics. You know, there's no accountability. There's no honesty. And the stark difference between her and Jack Cittarelli is it's absolutely astounding. She has this pattern. Tough questions come, she dodges. She didn't pledge to not raise the sales tax, meanwhile screaming, claiming, falsely claiming that Jack Cittarelli wants to raise the New Jersey sales tax to 10% when he was merely discussing what another state, what Tennessee does, right? When she was asked about sanctuary cities, she danced around that too. We're going to follow law. I don't even know what she was trying to say.
Dawn, to that point, the biggest flaw I see looking at her now, because you've seen her over the years, I didn't pay, you know, as much attention to her, is it's almost Kamala Harris. There's no there to articulate policy. What would you like to see done? That is the shocking thing. She just can't do it unless it's some prepared small talking point. Any articulation on these things that are specific to Jersey is very difficult for her.
Well, it's because she's not from New Jersey and she doesn't know New Jersey.
Yeah.
She may represent, you know, a district in Congress, but it's so unbelievably frustrating. And, you know, she parrots quite well, and she'll parrot the talking point of you know, I have a plan and Jack doesn't have a plan. When Jack has laid out clear, concrete, actionable steps and goals. On the other end, I'm not seeing that. You know, the way I look at it is this. Our governor's mansion is Drumthwacket. The road to Drumthwacket is paved with flat squirrels that couldn't make a decision. And she's sitting on a fence. She can't make policy decisions. Yeah. She's stuck. You know, she's literally like the deer in headlights, the proverbial deer in headlights. And it's uncomfortable to watch. And I think the voters are going to see through that. We see with this most recent Emerson poll coming out.
Yep.
You know, and they're neck and neck. They're at 43% and 43% each. So, you know, I think that is so energizing for the Republican base to be at this point at the end of September. And those are the numbers that are coming back in. And if she continues this trajectory, which I truly, truly hope she does, I hope she keeps embracing the deer in headlights. You know, we're going to see a Republican governor. We're going to see a win for Jack Cittarelli on November 4th.
Yes, and I think we've reached a critical point where people are actually believing not only is it doable, it's not certain, but we're seeing the momentum there, and we're seeing this as something that's going to depend on turnout, almost nothing else, well, the scandal potentially, but turnout, and particularly here in southeastern South Jersey, will be determinative in the end.
You are absolutely right. This really is, the turnout is going to be the name of the game, and energizing the voters is the name of the game. And I think Jack is absolutely on track to do that. We also have the benefit of early vote action and Scott Pressler, and we have 17 full-time employees on the ground working for early vote action every single day, flying all over this state to register new voters and to energize the base. This has even attracted national attention where, you know, stay tuned and there should be some larger scale events coming. But I even know, you know, my moderate Democrat friends, they are not leaning left. Let's put it that way. So I'm very surprised at the shift. She thought she could put all her eggs in the Trump bad basket, and that's not really the case. Jack Cittarelli is not Donald Trump. Jack Cittarelli is endorsed by Donald Trump, and that was a very important pivotal endorsement. And the president has done many, many wonderful things. But Jack Cittarelli is focused on New Jersey issues and is not deflecting to the federal government every time she claims there's something wrong in New Jersey and it's the federal government's fault. Simply not.
Absolutely. Well, we hope to have quite a rally. Dawn, if you can imagine, in Wildwood, 2 weeks from today, well, you probably know about this for Jack, return to Wildwood. Not one, not two, but three Talk Radio 1210 all-time bloviators. Can you imagine?
It's going to be epic. Absolutely epic.
Are you going to be there, Dawn?
I'm going to do my best to get there for sure. Who doesn't love a three-hour ride, right? I'm going to be there.
All right, because we may have something. We'll be contacting you planned before the event. And definitely, we've said this before with you. We really want to get Dawn Fantasia there in person. So let's make it happen.
I would love that.
All righty, Dawn. Absolutely. Where do we find you on Twitter and social media, Dawn?
You can find me on Twitter at DawnFantasia_NJ. And on Facebook, you could just search up Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia.
Thank you, Dawn, very much.
Thanks, Dom. Take care.
All right. Stay tuned for that. I can't reveal fully yet some of the plans. But, you know, the big event, we really want you there in Wildwood. 2 weeks from today, October 10th, Matt, Rich, and I will be speaking. There'll be a special moment for Charlie Kirk or moments. and Jack Cittaroli. It's at the Seaport on the boardwalk. I think indoors, that's what I'm told, in North Wildwood. Great spot. You'll love it. It's going to be quite an event, quite a turnout, a return to Wildwood. And again, the momentum is with Cittaroli at this point. There is no doubt. All right, hit us on the side question, which is simply a moment in TV that you think that just pops unbelievably. The Nixon-Kennedy debate, the first televised debate, was an all-timer as far as the power of TV. And I don't know how you could look better than JFK on TV. Imagine Nixon against him when it's cosmetic, what it's like. Oh, my God. People listening on the radio said, what are you kidding? Nixon won. I mean, I've read two books on Nixon. He's a fascinating character. How could a guy that awkward, that just out of it socially, become president not once but twice, be cheated out of it? You know, we talk about Trump, but he was cheated out of it in 1960. They almost laugh about it, the Kennedys and Lyndon Johnson. Texas and Chicago. Yeah, we're waiting until we need to know what we need to win, and then we're going to win Illinois. He didn't put the country into turmoil over it. You know, I was thinking, if it were Trump against the Kennedys and they cheated like that, what might Trump do? Oh, my God.
Scorched earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anarchy.
Based on this, it's stunning. All right, we're coming to your calls, though. 855-839-1210. All right, the Philadelphia Inquirer has finally struck. And what's their headline? What's their lead? They put it up about a half hour ago. Dom Giordano Show. Violations. They released too much of a record, which is true. The guy that put out her social security number, a Mikey Sherrill home address and all that, ought to be out of there big time. I'm in agreement. But I think that's burying the lead. They talk about her campaign. Trump's administration blatantly violated federal law by releasing the unredacted. Cittaroli's part of this, weaponized by Jack Cittaroli. Really? Well, release what happened at the Naval Academy. That's the way to go. But isn't that the story? Isn't that where we're going with this and the entrails of that versus what this guy did with the National Archives, which ought to be punished, maybe even more than just losing his job? I'm on board with that. You'd release Social Security numbers and home addresses and all. I don't care what it is. You're going down. Just can't do it. But that's not the story now. It's out there. So what's the response? Let's go to Robert and Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today on this beautiful day. I just wanted to point out real quick that I was born early because of those Beatles, Dom. I was, my due date for me being born was February 17th. Okay. My mom was 19. She was insane over the Beatles and Paul. She had to go to the hospital for a false alarm on the 7th, on the 9th, and then on the 10th, and when she had me. So I was a week early, and I'm convinced it was because she was going nuts because the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan on the 8th. And geez, man. And she always told me, you know, I would have named you Paul, but your dad wouldn't let me.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that is a huge event. Yep.
Now, my answer to the side question, whether you believe it actually happened or not, the fact of the matter is hundreds of millions of people around the world tuned in to watch the lunar landing. And you can have your questions about whether it happened or not. I'm not going to argue with you, but it was a huge television event. And that's my answer. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, that is one that we could have taken off. Maybe you should have taken off. Richard in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Richard, afternoon. What's yours today?
My answer is that there was a World Series in 1989 in Oakland, California. And right before the game, Al Michaels found that he was in the middle of a big earthquake.
Yeah, I don't like...
And so we got to see an earthquake live on television.
I don't like Al Michaels is covering football or whatever. I think he's bad. But that moment, I thought he was very good. That was enormous. Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Richard. Yeah, that's a good one.
You don't like Al Michaels?
No. I don't think half the time he is right about just anything that's going on the field or misses what he should be telling us about.
You mean right now, though? Or do you mean like for a while now?
Overrated. Yeah, for quite a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now I understand. Yeah. He's 80.
Yeah. Well, I just think overall, though, too, he's, you know, not been in the top pantheon to me. I don't know who I think is the best, but just want to say, just miniature thing, nothing to do with the Eagles.
Yeah, you're not watching Thursday Night Football.
By the way, we are setting up for this weekend. You are saying, right, that you think that 460-pound guy is going to play this week.
I wouldn't think he plays. I think that's the reason they would sign him right now. That's the conspiracy going around. But like, he wasn't even in shape enough to play, to practice preseason with the Bucs.
So I wanted to see that. They're making rumbles like they know how to stop the tush push somewhat.
I think they're just making the Eagles think, like, oh, man, we have to move a 460-pound guy.
You know what? And if the NFL doesn't get it, that's must-see TV to see the tush push and a 460-pound guy in the middle of it.
Maybe that's a director from the NFL. It's Goodell calling the Bucs, being like, you need this guy out there.
Falls down and goes to sleep almost and takes up enormous amounts of fat all over the place. Maybe that would work. All right, we'll get a winner this hour. We'll have a winner for the week. And I believe we have, a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harb's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Thank you, Jim Harvey. Mikey Sherrill, though, it continues, and it is amazing. Well, predictable. That's where the Inquirer would go. But this is going to be an issue in this campaign that she has to release more information on this to put this to bed, and already the momentum is with Cetarelli. There is no, this is a legitimate issue is what I'm saying. I don't see anything more on Comey yet, but we'll let you know if we do, and this is going to be a long drag-out process. I think it is a part of accountability. Comey has said a lot of things that are questionable. It might be perjury. Perjury's not as easy to prove as you think here, though. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.